The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord." Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death, but before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." The Gospel of the Lord. Been wondering why within this octave we've already celebrated three martyrdoms, maybe one Holy Innocent. First was 26th, St. Stephen, and 28th, even though it was on a Sunday, we didn't celebrate it, the Holy Innocent, and today Thomas Becket. What do we learn from celebrating people who give their lives to Christ? But particularly today's celebration happened in England, in London. This was around the 10th, 11th century. The Archbishop of Canterbury in the 10th century, one of them that was famous is Saint Anselm. Saint Anselm. After him came two other archbishops before Archibald. Archibald was the one who employed Thomas Becket as a clerk. Thomas Becket was born around 1119 and he died, or was martyred, 1170. So he employed him as a clerk. He was a clerk to the Archbishop of Canterbury, Archibald. And he grew into that position, and the Archbishop sent him to Rome as an emissary. While in Rome, the seat became vacant. But before the seat became vacant, the Chancellor, the King of England, King Henry II, wanted someone to work with him. So the Archbishop nominated Thomas Becket to work with him as the Chancellor. While he was there, the seat became vacant, and he was ordained a priest as the Chancellor and became the Archbishop of Canterbury. He had to resign his position as Chancellor even after being ordained an Archbishop. And while he was Archbishop, the king wanted allegiance of all the priests to the royal majesty, to the king, which Thomas Becket did not agree to. And that was the fallout they had, the beginning of the fallout. The king wanted control over the priests. Well, that did not happen. In 1164, there was a council, Clarendon Palace Council. And the people, the bishop, the priests, and that connived with the king wanted less dominance of Rome over England. They wanted the priests to be subject to the king, away from Rome. And this, the Archbishop of Canterbury did not sign the document of the council. So he was accused of not obeying the authority of the king. He fled and went on exile to France. While in France, he wanted the king to be excommunicated. In Rome, Pope Alexander III was the pope. He wanted some sort of diplomacy. And he sent delegates, and there was a compromise between the king and Thomas Becket. Now, the next thing, the king wanted his son to be crowned king. And Thomas Becket did not want it. And he was furious. The king, Henry II, was furious. And he said to the people in the court, "Can someone get rid of him for me?" And while he was at Vespers on the 29th of December, or December 29th, he was praying in the church, four knights came and took his life. He knew they were coming. He was praying. He was courageous. He prepared for it. Now, what lesson do we learn from this man? The Church of Christ belongs to no man. The church that Christ has established, our church, belongs to no man. We are only instruments. We are only workers in his vineyard. Why did they want to arrogate powers to themselves that belong to Christ? This was what Thomas Becket stood for. In the gospel, Simeon prophesied, "A sword will pierce your heart." Why is it that those that love God most times go through ordeals and difficulties? Only when we get to heaven we'll understand better. I think it was St. Teresa of Avila or St. Teresa of Child Jesus that said, if people that love you, Christ, go through this, no wonder people don't want to love you. He stood firm and tall. He was courageous. And when he died, or he was martyred, December 29, 1170, 3 years later, he was made a saint. His name was added to the list of the canonized saints because by popular demand and acclamation and request, Pope Alexander III made him a saint. So we celebrate people of courage that stood against the kings and monarchs of those days for the sake of Christ. May the Lord continue to help us to be firm in our faith. Doubts may come, troubles may come, difficulties may come. May we remain firm and steadfast in following the Lord. And most importantly, may we have the grace of final perseverance. Amen. Mm-hmm.